यदा हि इन्द्रियार्थेषु नापर्मसु अनुसज्जते सर्व संकल्प संन्यासी जुगारूढस्तदस्यते ऊर्ध्वरीतात्मनात्मानम् नात्मानम् अवसादयेत् आत्मैव धात्मनो बन्धुरात्मैव रिपुरात्मनम्. Now these two shlokas, Bhaktivedanta is discussing last day, that we have to raise ourselves to the spiritual standard by us. I have to raise myself to the spiritual standard by myself. So I am my friend and I am my enemy. This is the opportunity. There is a very nice verse in Chanakya Pandit. Nakaschit kaschit mitram, nakaschit kaschit ripu, davaharena jayante mitrani vavastatha. Nobody is friend, nobody is nobody's enemy, but it is only the behavior by which one can understand who is his friend and who is his enemy. Nobody is born enemy, nobody is born friend. But by our mutual behavior, somebody is my friend and somebody is my enemy. Similarly, as we have this dealing in the ordinary daily affairs, similarly, I have my dealing with myself. But if I deal with me, myself, as friend, then I am my friend, and if I deal with myself enemically, then what is that friendship and enemical? The friendship is that I am told somehow or other have been in contact with this material nature. So I have to get myself out of the entanglement of this material nature. If I act in that way, then I am my friend. But even after getting this opportunity, if I do not act in that way, then I am my enemy. So, ātmaiva-dhātmano bandhu, rātmaiva-dhātmano ripu. So I am myself friend, my friend, and I am my enemy. Bandhurātmā-ātmanastatta jīnaiva-ātmanā-jita. Anātmanastu-satrutte vartata-ātmaiva-satruva. Now, how I can be become my friend? That is explained here. That bandhurātmā-ātmanastatta. Ātmā means mind. Atma means body and atma means soul. That these three things I have already explained the other day. That when you speak of atma or self, just as so long I have got my bodily conception, when I say myself, I think of my body. When I transcend the bodily conception of and life, then I think I am mine. But actually, when I am in this real spiritual platform, then myself means I am pure spirit. So according to the stage of development, my conception of self are different. So far, Nirukta or dictionary is concerned, body, mind and the spirit soul, everything is called self. Now here we start, Bandur Atma Atmana Sastra. Now here, one Atma is meant mind. Right? Mind is the friend of one friend, and mind is the enemy of one. So you have to train the mind. If I train my mind for becoming my friend, then my life is successful. If I train my mind to become my enemy, then my life is unsuccessful. Anatmanastu satrutte bhakteta atmaiva satruva. But one who has no knowledge of the spiritual self, then his mind acts like his enemy. One who has got the conception of this body as myself, his mind is his enemy. And one who has got the conception of the spirit self, his mind is his friend. So mind has nothing to do. Mind simply training of the mind requires. And how the mind is trained? It is by good association. Good association on mind is trained. Sangha sanjayate kama. Kama means desire. Desire is the function of the mind. And sangha sanjayate kama. And according to the association, my mind desires like that. So we have to make good association. If we want to make our mind as my friend, if I want to make my friend as my mind as my friend, then I have to associate with a sadhu. Tasmat sasu sadhyeta buddhiman. Buddhiman means intelligent person. He must associate with satsu. Satsu means those who are trying for self-realization. They are called sat. Sat and asat. Asat means those who are trying for the temporary thing. Matter is temporary. My body is temporary. So if I simply engage myself for bodily pleasure, sense gratification, then I am engaging myself to temporary. But if I engage myself for self-realization, the permanent thing, then I am engaging myself to the first or to the permanent. The tasmāt-satsu sarjeta buddhimān, anyone who is intelligent, he should associate with persons who are trying to elevate themselves for self-realization. That is called satsang, good attitude. And what is the result of good association? Now, because if we make good association, the santa chinnanti. Santa means the persons who are sadhu, who are fire. They can cut up by their words our attachment to this material. They can cut up just like Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. What is the idea of speaking so many things? Just to cut up his attachment from the so-called material assets. He is affected with something which is stumbling his progress in his own duty. So he is Krishna, he is presenting his Bhagavad Gita just to cut up Santa Eva Hi Chinnanti Kuksibhi Kuksibhi. The chinnanti means cut. Now, for cutting something, we require some certain instrument. But here, to cut off the mind from attachment, it requires sharpen ukti. Ukti means words. Sharpen topic. There should not be just like when a person cuts something, there is no mercy. Similarly, when a sadhu or a person tells speech to his friend as he is a student, he does not make so any mercy. He speaks the truth so that his mind may be cut off from the unreal attachment. Just like Krishna is saying. Krishna, Arjuna, has to address to Arjuna. He said, asasyanam-sutastam-pajnavaram-subhāsa. Oh, you are talking like a fool. You are talking like a very learned man. But you are fool number one. You see, how strong words he has used. So far, if we want detachment from this material world, then we should be prepared to accept such cutting words from the master. Sandha asyachindanti uttivi. We should not make compromise. Don't speak such strong words. It is required. So, bandhana, anātmana sushatrute, bhatteta ātmaiva sushatrute. Anātmana. Those who have no self-realization, his mind, one who has not realized his what he is. We are generally conception of this bodily conception of our life. But the intelligent person who has made association with saintly persons, he can understand that I am not his boss. And the material conception of life is condemned in so many places. Krishnātma buddhi kumapi tridhāsaki sadhit kalatrādīsu bhomai jadhi jatkinsa buddhi sadhile. In so many ways, the one who has got the conception of his personal self with this body made of three elements, one who thinks that the land in which he is born or the relative who is connected with his body, they are all everything. That man is no better than hands and cows, it is said like that. So we should have, by good association, by study of good books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we should realize ourselves. Otherwise, our mind will remain always enemy. And enemy, as the enemy is always prepared to do harm, so my mind will drag me to things which will make me entangled more and more in this material, miserable life. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsati. We are struggling very hard with this mind and six senses. So we have to make the mind our friend. Now Krishna is gradually making progress to explain to Arjuna how the mind can be made fresh. Jīvātmana prasāntasya paramātmā samāhitaḥ śītoṣṇa sukha-dukkheṣu tathāmānā upamānaya jñāna-vijñāna-cittyātmā sukhastha vijitendriya yukta ittuccate yogi samalusyātma kāñcana. Now, by training the mind, jītātma, one who has conquered by the mind, jītātmana, prasānta. Prasānta means he has become in equilibrium, prasānta. Prasānta, because mind is dragging me always in non-permanence. Harāma-bhaktasya-kutu-mahadguna manorathena asato dhāvatubahi asato manorathena. By the chariot of the mind, so long we are seated on the chariot of the untrained mind, unbridled mind, the mind will drag me to things which are non-permanent. But my whole business is that I am permanent, I am eternal, somehow or other I have got this attachment for non-permanent things, so I have to get out of this entanglement. So if my mind is not trained up, then the mind's business will be to drag me to non-permanent things. But this mind, as I told you the other day, can be very easily trained up if we fix up on our mind, on the fold of the mind, a great soldier, Krishna. Just like if the fold is defended, a great general, then there is no question of entering of the enemy. Similarly, if we put Krishna on the fold of the mind, then there is no chance of entering on the enemy. Sabai manat Krishna padaravinde, that day we have explained. And if we do not do that, harava bhaktasya kito mahadguna. Mahadguna means the material acquisition, material education, material wealth, or so many material qualifications. That will not help me to control my mind. That is not possible. Only thing that if I put on the mind Krishna as God, Harabha Krishna consciousness, then my mind will be very easily calm. So Jitātmana Prasānta. Prasānta means who has ceased to desire material enjoyment. Bhavantameva charan nirantaram prasanta nishtesa manorathantaram. A devotee is praying to the Lord. Bhavantameva charan nirantaram. When I shall be able to act 24 hours in your service, or when I shall be able to think of you 10%, and prasanta nishtesa manorathantaram. Manorathantaram means mind is dragging me in so many imaginations, so many plan-making business. We have got so many plan-making business. That is called manorathantaram. Just like I go on some chariot and some stars in several places. The mind is, the same thing is this type, māyā jantra rūhena māyā. So we are traveling like that way. But as soon as I am able to fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna in Krishna consciousness, it becomes jītātma. Jītātma means sankara. And then my mind becomes clear of all the engagement as non-permanent thing, prasāntasya. Jītātmana prasāntasya paramātmā samāhitaḥ. That is possible. Paramātmā means super soul. We have several times told you that paramātmā is with me. The same thing. Paramātmā is sitting with me in the heart. I, the soul, the atomic part, spirit part, that is also in the heart, and side by side, in a similar, smallest way, the Supreme Lord is also with me. Paramātmā samāhita. This Paramātmā samāhita is the jewel. Now, Krishna will gradually come, Paramātmā. The jewel system is meditation means to control all the senses and concentrate the mind to focus on the Paramatma. That is the whole duality. So here it is hinted, Paramatma Samadhita, completely absorbed in the Paramatma. Prasanta, Sushanta means she is freed from all non-permanent activities. And Jita-atmana. Jita-atmana means conquered by the senses. Jita-atmana prasantasya paramatma samahita Shitoshna Sita-dikshetu tathamana pumane. Shitoshna Sita-dikshetu. Duality. Duality. We are born in this material world. Duality. Just as you see now, summer season. Then again, we'll have winter season, snowfall. Sita Usna. Sita means winter season. And Usna means summer season. Sita Usna, Sukha Dukha Sita. Similarly, happiness and distress. Happiness and distress. Tatha Mana Pumana. Similarly, honor and dishonor. Because in this world, this world of duality, dual world, everything is to be understood by duality. We cannot understand what is honor if there is no dishonor. If I am not insulted, I cannot understand what is honor. So, mana pumana, similarly, I cannot understand what is misery if I am not tasted happiness. Or I cannot understand what is happiness if I am not understood misery. So similarly, I cannot understand what is cold if I am not tasted hot. So this world is what is a duality. So one has to transcend. So long this body is there, this duality feeling is continuing. So because I am trying to get out of this body, body reconception, not exactly out of the body, but body reconception. So I have to practice to tolerate this duality. As in the second chapter, yes, Krishna has advised Arjuna, matra sparsha sukunti or sitoshna sukhadukhara. This duality of distress and happiness, this is due to the skin. This is skin disease. Just like eating of the skin. So, because there is eating, I should not be mad after it. I should tolerate. There are so many. Nowadays mosquito bite is going on. So, we should not be mad. We should not give up our duty because mosquito bite or some big bug is biting. So many dualities that we have to tolerate. So, if my mind is always in Krishna consciousness, then these dualities can be practiced very easily. Sitoshna Sukhadukhada. Jnana Vijnana Krityatma Kutastha Vijitendriya. Why he will be able to understand, to tolerate? Because Jnana Vijnana Krityatma. Jnana means knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is called Jnana. And practical knowledge is called vigyan. Just like a science student has to study theoretical and appear theoretical examination as well as practical examination. If a science student has to pass his examination, then he has to practice simply theoretical knowledge that so much quantity of hydrogen and so much quantity of oxygen will make water, will not help him. He has to practically show in the laboratory that so much quantity of oxygen gas and so much quantity of hydrogen gas mix and water is produced. That is called vigyan. Vigyan. Jnana vigyan. This is that. One should have not only theoretical knowledge, but practical practical law, simply understanding that I am not this body, I am not this body, then I am doing all nonsense of this body. Discussing, and there are so many societies that are very seriously discussing Vedanta philosophy, and smoking with wine glass, and very enjoying life, you see. That sort of jam That's half our knowledge. It's not you. You see? So, jnana vijnana. One should have knowledge perfectly, and it must be jimanasi. Jimanasi, in practical sense. Yes. But that means one who has actually felt himself that I am not this body. Then, naturally, his bodily necessity will be reduced to the minimum. Will be reduced to the minimum. That is practical. If I am going to increase the demands on my body, and I am simply theoretical saying that I am not this body, that is not required. Jnana vijnana pratishtha, and then a person will be satisfied when there is jnana knowledge and science side by side. Jnana vijnana pratishtha. Kutastha vidhiti indriya. Then she is conquered by the senses. Jnana vijnana pratishtha kutastha vidhiti indriya. Jukta ittuchyate yogi samalokasma kanchana. So, when he is situated in that practical status of spiritual realization, then he is to be understood that he is actually situated in the yoga. Not that I am going to a class and weekly or twice weekly attending yoga class and I remain the same thing for the so many years. No. There should be practical realization. What is that practical realization? Prasantatma. Prasantatma. The mind is calm and quiet. No more agitated by the attraction of this material entrapment. So, jnana vijnana kutastha vidhitendriya. And this is the first qualification, this qualification is self-control. Advancement in the yoga system means yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to, because our whole life is disturbed due to this sense. And this material life is sense. The common understanding of materialistic life means sense gratification. Therefore, advancement of material science means giving you products for your sense gratification. Unnecessary. So many things are produced just to satisfy myself. That is material advancement. The material life means sense gratification and spiritual life means detach from sense gratification. So this is the end. Yutta ittuchyate yogi samalokasma kanchana. And when he is in that position, it will be real. Then for him, sama loskasma kanchana. Kanchana means gold, and loska means what is called rubble of stone. They are the same thing. So, sama loskasma kanchana. And again, suhin mitra. Suhin mitra durasinam madhasta desha bandhisu sadhu satita papesu samabuddhi visusta. We have got our relationship in this world. We call that he is my friend. Sweet and mitra. There are two kinds of friends. Sweet means better friend. Actually, we always desiring my welfare. He is called sweet. And friend means we have got goodwill, ordinary friend. Same mitra, udasana. Udasana means mitra, neither friend nor enemy. We have got relationship within this world. Somebody is my very good fellow, somebody is my friend, and somebody is neither friend nor enemy, and somebody madhyastha, mediator, and somebody actually doing some good. Somebody, I think, here is a nice gentleman, saintly person. And somebody I think, oh, he is a sinful man. According to my calculation. Somebody my friend, somebody my enemy, somebody neutral, somebody friendly person, somebody sinful person. Now all these, when you are on the yoga jitsa, when you are in the platform of transcendence, then these distinctions, this friend, enemy, sadhu, gently, and sinful, that is all disclosed. No. Pandita samadarshi. Pandita, when one becomes actually learning, he does not see any enemy or any friend. Because nobody is enemy, nobody is friend. Nobody is my son, nobody is my mother, nobody is... We are all different living entities. We are just playing on the platform under the grace of father, mother, wife, children, friend, and it's just like in a drama. Set up some character to play. So, but out of this stage, we are all friends. Nobody. In this stage, I say, oh, you are enemy, I shall kill you, and so many things I do. But when they're out of this stage, we are all friends. Similarly, in this world, in this material world, with this race of material body, we are playing on the stage of material world, that enemy and friend and father, mother, son. I cannot beget any son. It is not possible. I simply beget this body. You see? The living entity, that is not my power. Simply by my sex intercourse with my wife, I cannot produce unless that living entity is blessed in that emancipation of two secrets. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is only stage play. So actually, when one is situated in proper knowledge, one who is actually a yogi, for him, these distinctions are together different. Yogi jinjita sataka atmanam rahasi sthita. Now, here is the beginning of the yoga system. How one should perform yoga. Now we will understand from the description of Bhagavad Gita that what is yoga system. In your city, New York City, yoga is very popular. Everyone is performing yoga. There are so many groups of yoga schools. But just see what the yoga system is, in just you can understand from Bhagavad Gita. What is that? The first is yogi jindita satata atmanam rahasisthita. The yogi's business is always to remain alone in a secluded place. Alone and secluded place. Yoga cannot be performed in assembly. Just like we are in assembly. You are performing yoga, I am performing yoga in the yoga class, and somebody is teaching, do like this, do like that, do like that. That is not yoga. At least according to Bhagavad Gita. Here it is clearly said that yogi jindita satatam atmanam rahasisthita. He should always be engaged in his, focusing his mind towards the Paramatma. And that is possible. Rahasi. Rahasi means in a secluded place. It is not, I cannot concentrate my mind in the hubble bubble of the society or in the big city. The yoga system is fine. There are only yogis formerly. Still, in India, there are many yogis. They come as Kumbh Mela. We have seen some of them. They are, some of them are 700 years old. And you see him just like a boy of 25 years. They are doing some joke. But they have really become, when there is some special function in India, there are four places, just like in modern days there are conferences of different parties. Similarly, in India, there are still about 300,000 of same people, not one, two. And they, not all, but at least mega portion of them, they meet together after 12 years. And in some particular place, there are four places. One at Prayag. You have heard the name of Allahabad city. That is called Prayag. And one at Haridwar. And at Gangkhar. In this way, there are about four places. That means every 4 years, they are meeting. So in that meeting, many yogis come. When not in my this renounced order, when I was living for some time at Allahabad, not some time, I lived there for 13 years at Allahabad. So I was seeing this mela. Although it was taking every 12 years, I have seen twice or thrice. So these yogis, they are so calm and quiet and looking. Of course, I do not know. Somebody says this man is 700 years old, this man is 300 years old, but they look like young boys. So these sub yogis, as it is recommended here, yogi jindita satatam atmanam, one who is actually ascended on the yogic principle. He is first concern is that he remains alone. He has no society. He cannot remain in society. Yogi jindita satatam rahasishita ekati. Ekati means alone. It's more clearly to say ekati. Jatasitkata nirasi rapridha. Nirasi, there is no expectation. Function in yoga, I shall achieve this power and offer it to her, and she does not take anything from anyone. Who is going to give you? He is at ekati, he is alone, in a secluded place, in sometimes in jungle, in forest, in mountain, and who is going to give him anything? He doesn't expect, because he is, he probably convinced that for whom I have become yogi. I am not alone. My Paramatma is always with me. What kind of yogi? Although he remains superficially alone, but he knows that wherever I go, my Paramatma friend, he is sitting with me on my heart. He is with me. So I am nothing to fear. Jatasitnātmā nirāsīra parigraha. He does not accept anything. Now just see the yogi principle. For this age, how much it is difficult for us. If we want to perform real yoga system, then it is very difficult. Nobody, we are sitting here, so many ladies and gentlemen. Is it possible for us to live alone in a secluded place in a mountain? We are not in the outside, we are near a city. Or there are so many mountains and jungles. Can we live there alone? Oh? No. At the present moment, the modern way of our civilization, our mode of our life, just like I am a sannyasi. I am renounced of the order of life. But still, I have come to a city, New York City, the largest city of the world.
from Bombay city or Calcutta city as far.
So life has become so changed that in this age, actually what is called yoga, it is not possible. The first condition is that ekati jatachitmatma, he should remain alone. He should perform yoga system alone, not in with friends and many other yogis. No. Jatachitmatma nirasira paridraha, and he should have no desire in his mind and aparigraha. He does not want anything from anybody. This is the first condition. The next condition, Sutau Deshe Pratishtyapa Siram Asanam Atmanaha Nasti Chitam Nasti Nijam Sila Jino Pishottaram. The yogi has to fix up his sitting place. What is that? Sutau Deshe, he should select a place it is very, very pure. Now, that means a place like Haridwar, our young friend, Mr. Howard, he has been to Haridwar, you have seen how nicely that place is. He has done his flying on very nice calm and quiet. He finds 3 miles after, 4 miles after, one yogi is sitting nicely there and meditating. That is yogi. So, who do this? In a place where they sanctify this. So these places are especially selected, just like Haridwar, Sankar, and Prayag. They are sometimes immemorial, and in Vedic age, those places are sanctified. Just like this Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetra, the land of religion. In war was performed, because this war was not ordinary war. That was religious. This Kurukshetra battle, that was religious. Don't you find in the war scene that Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is present? Do you think it is ordinary war? No. It is not ordinary. And it was performed in a place which is called Dharma Kshetra. So sometimes war is also performed in terms of religiosity. That is required. So here, Sutau Deshe, perfectly sanctified place. Sutau Deshe Pratishthapa. He must be situated in a very sanctified place. Siram Asanam Atmana. And the asanam and the sitting place should not be changed. The same asana. He should perform yoga, meditation, on the same place and the same sitting place. Atmana. That place, the sitting place should be selected. Na oti uchitam. Not too much raised, not too much low, not neutral. And sila jina kutukram. Sila means cotton something, cotton sitting place. Then skin. Dear skin means, you know, yogi is the seat on the skin of tiger. And skin of deer. Why? Because we are in a secluded place, this has got some chemical effect. If you sit on tiger skin and deer skin, then the reptiles, the snakes, they won't disturb. It has got some, physical effect. There are so many medical effects in so many things you do not know. But God has created everything for our use. We do not know. That every plant, every herb is a medicine. It is meant for some particular disease, for some particular protection. We do not know that.
The Chirajiva, it is not a pattern. It is because they sit down in a secluded place in a jungle, so you are meditating, so some snake may come. There are so many snakes, so many reptiles. So therefore, Chira, Jina, Sushottaram, and straw. The three things. Straw, and the skin, and some cotton, cotton. These things are there. Then, what is the next process? The next process is Satram Kargam Manakrita Jatasitindriyakriya Upavishya Asane Jindyat Yoga Atma Vishuddhaya. Atma Vishuddhaya, the whole process is, yoga system is for purifying Atma. Purifying Atma, you always remember the Atma means this body, Atma means the mind, Atma means the soul. The purifying, these. The yoga system is made not that cheaply I want some power. Sometimes the yogi is achieved very wonderful power. Atmasiddhi yoga. Atmasiddhi eight kinds of perfection, material perfection we can attain. Not for that purpose, yogas, although they attain that power. Real yogis, they do not exhibit. They do not exhibit. They have got the power, so many wonderful powers, but he does. He only is Atma Vishuddha. I am now contaminated by this material atmosphere, so I have to purify myself. But that purification process, which I will discuss next day, but I may say this connection, that so much difficult process for purifying the Atma is very easily done. Seta Dhatmana Mahajana by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Because the sound, this transcendental sound vibration is non-different from Krishna. Krishna is absolute. His name is not different from him. So when he chants his name, it's important, that means Krishna is with you. And Krishna, when Krishna is with you, who, how you can remain impure? You become pure, be pure. That is the whole thing. Now, if there is any question,